The Treasury Chief, Ken Henry, has been speaking out about his review of Australia's taxation system, which he handed to the federal government before Christmas. And rather than focusing on tax cuts, Mr. Henry is warning that tax revenues will need to grow strongly if the government's to cover the costs of Australia's ageing population. But the Treasury Chief did also highlight some tax breaks that could be introduced to tempt older workers to remain in the workforce. The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, is still reviewing the Treasury report, but he told Sabra Lane that he will release it shortly.
Mr. Swan, welcome to AM.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
Ken Henry says tax revenue needs to grow strongly in the future to pay for government-provided goods and services to cope with an ageing population. Does that mean higher taxes?
Well, I think it's very clear, and you'll see this in the intergenerational report, which I'll release in a short period of time, that the ageing of the population will put pressure on the budget and on the economy over the next 40 years. There are currently something like five people of working age for every person aged 65 and over. And in 2050, that will be 2.7. And that's why the Prime Minister has been talking about increasing productivity, because what we must do in the face of the ageing of our population is grow our economy. That's the way to solve the problem of the ageing of the population, along with increasing participation. It's making sure that we pay attention to that critical issue of productivity so we increase our wealth and increase our capacity to support an ageing population, and also make sure we have the right policy settings in place in health and retirement income policy which will support an ageing population.
Does that also mean higher taxes?
Look, we remain committed to keeping taxation as a share of GDP below the level the government inherited, and that's 23.6% of GDP in 2007-08.
Mr. Henry's also suggested there should be lower tax rates for older Australians to tempt them to stay in the workforce for longer. Is he right?
Well, I'm not going to speculate about what may or may not be in the Henry report. It's a comprehensive report. It covers the entire taxation system. We said that we will release the report after we've examined it, and we'll do that early this year with an initial response. But I'm not going to speculate about what may or may not be in the Henry report.
AM invited you onto the program this morning to hear your views about Mr. Henry's comments. I'm sure our listeners would like to know what you're thinking.
Detail our response to the Henry report when it's released. As I said before, it's comprehensive. It's over 1,000 pages. It covers the entire taxation system. There'll be plenty of time for a full debate about the recommendations from that independent committee when we release that early this year.
Mr. Henry's speech about tax isn't much different to comments he made, and Peter Costello made similar comments in 2003. When you attacked those ideas as softening up the public in advance for some savage policy choices, and that he was forcing Australians to work until they drop, is your own criticism now relevant to you?
Well, increasing productivity is not necessarily about forcing people to work longer or harder. Increasing productivity is all about people working smarter. And what that means is we need to put a real emphasis upon fairness and a real emphasis upon incentive, so that when people work a few extra hours, when they're on average incomes, they don't get hit for six, either in the tax system or in the transfer payment system. It's very important that we put in place the incentives for people who work hard and reward that hard work. That's what we mean by fairness in the tax system.
So there might be incentives for older Australians to hang in there and stay at work?
Well, in terms of older Australians, they need to have the choice. If they wish to retire, they will want to have a decent level of retirement income. Some Australians may wish to combine retirement with part-time work. That's why, in our last budget, we put in place a sizeable work bonus to encourage those who are on the age pension to work a bit more if they wish. But it's not a question of forcing them to do that. It's a question of putting in place the right incentives so people who work hard to make our country great get a fair go in the tax system. And that's why fairness is so important.
Mr. Henry's also signalled that fringe benefits tax changes might be in the offing, and he says that he doubts anyone would find it sensible that an executive who receives a portion, a holiday apartment as part of his salary package, isn't required to pay tax on that income. Are perks like that things of the past?
Well, certainly that rort is a thing of the past, but if there are rorts of that nature in the tax system, then of course they should be eliminated, because average punters pay for those when they pay their tax. So that's why I say fairness is important, but of course simplicity is also important. It's really important that everybody in the community has faith that everybody is paying their fair share.
That's the Federal Treasurer Wayne Swan speaking to Sabra Lane.